Welcome to The Campfire. Today, we are taking a deep dive into District 15-6A. The teams in this district are Klein, Kane, Collins, Forest, Oak, Tomball, Memorial, and Waller. Let's start off by analyzing these teams in our film session. This district was tight at the top as Klein Kane and Klein Collins tied for the district title, and Tomball finished one game behind them. The Cougars may have finished in third, but that didn't stop them from going on a nice run in the postseason before losing to eventual state champs DeSoto. Tomball returns quarterback Carter Noyes, running back Kobe Fosher, and wide receiver Brooks Junot. Collins will have a first-team selection, Tucker Parks, back as quarterback, and he'll have wide receiver Donovan Baker returning to play pitch and catch with. But it's their defense that was stingy last year, and Antoine Milan will hope to anchor that line. As for Kane, the Hurricanes graduated district MVP Jalen Smith, but they do have formidable pieces on the line returning to help protect the quarterback. Watch out for Klein Forest this year. They missed the postseason, but they do return arguably the fastest man in Houston, Jelani Watkins at wide receiver. Klein will rely on Offensive Newcomer of the Year Griffin Tillis to make plays at wide receiver. Tomball Memorial was the fourth place team in 2022, and junior Ethan Lee at linebacker will be difficult to slow down on defense. Klein Oak is coming off a down year and will be looking to some inexperienced players to lead the way in the fall. Waller was winless last year, but will compete for victories this season. Players on the Rise is brought to you by Parker University. Do you or your student want a career training the world's best athletes? Check out our bachelor's degree in strength and human performance today. For an even deeper look at 15-6A, here's producer Ward Fasold and the Houston Chronicle's John Poorman with the district breakdown.
All right, it is district breakdown time. John Poorman from the Houston Chronicle joins us, and we are all the way up to 15-6A. That is the Klein Districts and Tomball teams coming through. And I tell you what, that Tomball team, that's who I want to touch on first, because they're the team that everybody, they have a good regular season, and then when that postseason hits, all of a sudden they just start taking off. I know they only went three rounds deep last year, but the year before they went all the way to the state semifinal, and they got stuff cooking over there. And I know Christian Womack has graduated, but talk to me about Tomball, and will they challenge Klein Collins for the district title?
Yeah, obviously, Tomball has really kind of, maybe exceeded a lot of people's expectations over the past couple of years. You know, they've been really competitive, as you mentioned, the deep playoff runs that they've been on. And, and Coach Dave Handel has taken over and really done a nice job of continuing on what Kevin Flanagan started. As you mentioned, Christian Womack is now gone. This is a 2,000-yard rusher, really the heartbeat of their offense and their team. Whenever you look at this Klein district, these programs are always battling against each other. There's always, it seems like there's year after year, always a bunch of close games. Klein Collins is obviously kind of has been the standout program over the past decade or so. They love to run the ball and play hard-nosed defense there under Coach Adrian Mitchell. Year in and year out, they're going to be competing for the district title, and I would expect more of the same this year. Klein Kane, obviously, they're still a relatively new program, but they've had plenty of success over the past few years as well in getting into district title contention. Coach James Clancy has done a great job there with the Hurricanes, and it's always a challenge when you take over a new program and have to build it from the ground up, but he's done a fantastic job there. You look at Klein Forest, as you mentioned, they got a guy named Jelani Watkins, who's a three-time track and field gold medalist this year as a junior. He brings plenty of speed. He's one of the top receiver recruits in his class.
All right, well, we're talking 16-6A next week. That's will be another competitive district, as they had a four-way tie for first last year. So I appreciate you joining us.
We'll post the entire breakdown segment this Wednesday on our social media pages. Now let's take a look at some game changers in our Players on the Rise presented by Parker University. You won't find a faster athlete in the Houston area than Klein Forest wide receiver Jelani Watkins. If you see him slumped over when he walks, it's from all the gold medals he's wearing from track and field. And Jelani has translated that speed to the gridiron as well. Speed may get him open, but it's his hands and route running that helped Watkins become a first-team all-district player last year. Jelani has offers from everywhere, including LSU, Texas, and Baylor. Tucker Parks could be the best returning quarterback in the district. The Klein Collins dual threat threw for over 2,500 yards and 31 touchdowns. Parker also ran for 825 yards and 13 more scores. Whether he stays in the pocket or takes off down the field, Tucker is a defensive coordinator's nightmare. He has offers from Utah State, Western Kentucky, and Austin Peay, among others. It'll be hard for defenders to get around Klein Kane offensive tackle Gibson Pyle. He's a big'un, as Pyle weighs in at 285 pounds to go along with his 6'4" frame. Gibson has a high motor and never stops protecting the quarterback's blindside until the whistle blows. A monster on the end of the line, Pyle has been first-team All-District his sophomore and junior years. He's verbally committed to play at Nebraska. Defensively, Klein Forest edge rusher Trenton Burkhalter is a load to block in this district. As a sophomore, Burkhalter made it a habit of getting to the quarterback. In just 6 games played, Trenton tallied 11 sacks as he'd come off the edge and just bull rush his blocker to get hands on the QB. With hopefully a full 10-game season ahead of him, Burkhalter should put up similar numbers. Players on the Rise is brought to you by Parker University. Check out our bachelor's degree in strength and human performance today. Our Ward Fasol caught up to Tomball head coach David Handel to talk to him about his Cougars and the rest of the district in our Media Day segment.
All right, it's Media Day. We're talking 15-6A with Tomball head coach David Handel. Coach, last year, first year as a head coach, and you came out, or head coach for Tomball, I should say, and you came out the gates a little slow with the non-district, but then you reeled off 6 in a row. You pulled off some solid wins in the playoffs. I tell you what, the Cougars over the last 2 years have been, nobody can really figure out, you know, how to stop you guys when the postseason starts rolling around. I mean, I know DeSoto did, but that they ended up being state champs. So I guess right. If you want to win a state championship, you got to get through Tomball, right? That's how it works.
We don't talk about that, but we just talk about just trying to play our best football at the end of the year, and it's worked out the past 2 years for us to do that.
You guys got the Klein schools and some Tomball schools in there as well. And it's a nice little area district where you guys can kind of hit everywhere. And last year you had a big-time running game with Christian in your offensive lineman. You had like 3 of them on the all-district team. A lot of them are gone. Are we stepping away? Are we going to have to rebuild at the running back position? Or I'm looking for his name, Kobe Foster. Is he going to be able to step in and kind of leave off with Womack?
We think so. Kobe spilled Christian at times last year and actually ran for around 800 yards. Kobe's a dynamic kid, can do a lot of things for us in the passing game. So we're excited about that. Christian's obviously a hard dude to replace, but we feel good about what we have coming back. We obviously need some dudes to step up on our offensive line because we did lose 4 of our starters and Christian. So that those are some big voids that we have to fill. But our kids have been working hard this spring and this offseason, and we feel good about what we have coming back.
Coach, I appreciate you joining us today, and good luck. I know we're 3 months away, but good luck when that thing gets started.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
You can catch the entire interview Friday on our social media channels. That's going to do it for this week's Campfire. Next week, we dive into 16-6A. Until then, have a great week, everybody.